This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
In 2024, banks made $281 billion from people making this one mistake. So, before you go pay your next rent check, you need to see this. Because what I'm about to show you was accidentally revealed in a leaked banking document. And it explains why millions of Americans are unknowingly losing $276,000 each. Let me introduce you to two people. This is Mike. He's paying $2,000 a month in rent. And Sarah, she's paying about the same each month in her mortgage. And in 15 years, Mike will have nothing. Sarah, she'll be $276,000 richer. And I'm going to show you exactly how. But first, let me show you why everything that you've been told about real estate is a lie. You see, I've helped more than 100 people transition from renting to owning in the last year alone. But what I discovered along the way is much bigger than real estate. It's about how banks have engineered the biggest wealth transfer in history. And I'll show you by doing something banks hate, simple math. Take the average $415,000 home today. By 2039, based on historical appreciation rates, it'll be worth $622,500. If you look at AI models, the predictions are closer to 1 million. But either way, that's not just a number. It's a freight train of wealth. And you're either on it or you're watching it pass by. Every month you rent, two things happen. Your landlord's wealth grows and you lose access to four secret wealth multipliers. And let me break them down for you. Multiplier number one, appreciation automation. You see, even if you're sleeping, watching Netflix, or scrolling TikTok, your home equity, it grows. It's like having a second job that works 24/7 without you lifting a finger. And I'll show you a real example here. Meet James. He bought a home in 2013 for $275,000. Today, it's worth $415,000. That's $140,000 he made by literally doing nothing. Multiplier number two, the debt destroyer. You see, every month, your mortgage payment is like a ninja, silently killing your debt. In 15 years, you'll eliminate 45% of your loan. That's $93,375 in equity that you can access anytime. Multiplier number three, the tax hack. This is the tax code section the IRS would rather you not see. Homeowners, they can benefit from mortgage interest deductions, property tax deductions, and depreciation. Over 15 years, that's conservatively $36,000 back in your pocket. Multiplier number four, the space arbitrage. What if I told you that your spare bedroom, or say your basement, is actually a money printer? $600 per month in gross rental income minus $150, say, for utilities and maintenance. You multiply that by 12 months, multiply that by 15 years. With the 90% occupancy rate, that equals $72,900 in additional income. And now that you understand the basics and, more importantly, what's possible, let me show you how to accelerate your wealth building. This is where things get really exciting. You see, there are three advanced strategies that most real estate gurus, they're not going to tell you about because, frankly, they don't understand them themselves. Strategy number one, the Burr method, but 2.0. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. But there's a twist to it. You see, in 2025, we're doing it differently. Instead of looking for the standard 70% ARV deals, we're targeting properties with these specific characteristics. Properties with unpermitted ADUs, homes with basement conversion potential, and properties with weird zoning situations. Let me show you a real example. This property right here, bought for $540,000. They added a permitted ADU for $85,000. Now it's worth $839,000 and produces $2,000 of extra monthly income. Strategy number two, the hybrid flip. This is my favorite strategy right now. Instead of flipping or holding, we're going to do both. And here's how it works. You buy an undervalued property, renovate only the income-producing spaces, then refinance based on the new rental income. Use the cash-out money to buy your next property and slowly upgrade the rest over time while building equity. Strategy number three, the market arbitrage play. This is the strategy that's working incredibly well in today's market. You see, we're taking advantage of the remote work revolution. These 10 states here are experiencing a massive influx of remote workers, driving up both property values and rental rates. Now, you might be thinking, but housing prices are crazy, or I don't have enough for a down payment. Well, let me just destroy every excuse that's keeping you from building wealth. No down payment? I can show you three ways to buy with zero down. Bad credit? There are 5 programs specifically for credit scores under 600. But before we go there, let's add up Sarah's growth in net worth over 15 years. $207,500 in appreciation, $93,375 in debt paydown, $36,000 in tax savings, $72,900 in rental income. That equals $276,000 in total wealth built. And that's just from one property. If you'd like to learn how you can do this despite any money issues that you may have, for your convenience, I uploaded my Zero Down Kit for you at zerodownkit.com. But here's what most people don't know about those numbers that I just shared. They're actually conservative. And what if I told you that Sarah's $276,000 in wealth building was just the beginning? Let me show you what happens when you take this to the next level. Remember those 3 advanced strategies that I mentioned? Well, when you combine them with the 4 multipliers, something incredible happens. I call it the velocity effect. You see, every property you acquire accelerates your wealth building speed. It's like compound interest on steroids. I call it compound asset. Let me give you another example from one of my private clients, David. He started with just 1 property using the exact system that I just showed you. Within 18 months, he used the equity from that first property to acquire 2 more. And today, just 3 years later, he owns 5 properties generating $8,500 in monthly cash flow. But here's the thing. David isn't special. I like him. He's a good guy, but he's not special. He's not a genius. And he didn't start with family money. What he had was a system, the same system that I've refined over the past decade working with thousands of students. And look, I get it. This might all seem overwhelming. The strategies, the multipliers, the market research, it's a lot to take in. And that's exactly why I created an apprentice program where I break down everything that you've seen here into simple, actionable steps with one-on-one support. That's what we do here every week. I don't hold anything back. I give it all away here for free. And you'll certainly learn that way if you do that. Or you can move things along faster and take a look at epicapprentice.com and join a small community of aspiring real estate investors determined to take control of their financial futures. I'll see you next time. Take care. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.